Welcome back. This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And we're joined by Sue Lurvie. You're from the EAA Library.
I am indeed.
And we'd like a little history lesson, like when was the library first opened?
In the very beginning.
The dinosaurs roam the earth?
Kind of like okay. Me. The library began when EAA began. The members right then and there decided that they should collect and share their resources, and the books being one of the things, and other materials. So they started putting things together right from the start, and it has grown since then. We now have about 10,000 volumes and books, a large collection of aircraft manuals, photographs. We even have a collection of the old aviation schools, their catalogs, their school catalogs from the 30s and the 40s, after the guys got out of the after the war.
Wow.
Got out of the service and wanted to fly, then they rode away to these different aviation schools to get the catalogs.
Your pilot's license in the mail.
That's
yeah.
Right. $2.98. You know, it was pretty inexpensive back then, but very exciting, and those collections are just, they're priceless, and they're beautiful to look at, and we share them with anybody who wants to come in and look.
Well, I'm looking at your interview sheet here, and you say here, World War II class books?
World War II, yes, indeed. We have a wonderful collection. Folks, over the years, you know, Dad has passed away, Grandpa's passed away, or whatever, and, of course, they were in World War II, etc., and they'd gone through aviation boot camp or training camp, cadets, and they did class books just like we do yearbooks for high schools. And people have donated them to us over the years, and they're fantastic to look at, just fantastic. And
sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. Manufacturer's brochures as
original,
well?
Original wow. Manufacturer's brochures. This was something else when fellas after the war, you know, were thinking about buying an airplane or something, and they would write away to companies and get their brochures and et cetera. And over the years, they've been donated to the library, so we have a fantastic collection of original manufacturer's brochures.
Hmm. I can only imagine what the most unusual item you have in the library would be.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I could ever put my finger on that.
There's so many, huh?
So many of them.
There are so many. I've got a book from the late 1800s called Astra Castra, and it deals with rather poetically man's adventures into flying at that time.
Did they reach any conclusions, like the proverbial "if man was meant to fly, did he have wings" thing?
I thought that was money. No.
Yeah.
Be a little of both.
Yeah, if he was meant to fly,
I don't know.
Definitely
I never,
have money.
Never read the end of the book, so I don't know.
Oh, shame on you.
I know.
Of course, I haven't read it either.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Something about poetry, I don't know.
Poetry's good. That's something else we have in the library. We have a collection of aviation poetry, if you can believe that.
I believe it.
In the art and literature section of the library, aviation poetry.
Well, look at all the aviation writers that are out there, not just the magazine writers, but aviation writers of the past. Look at Ernie Gann.
Sure, absolutely.
Some of the stuff he's written.
Absolutely.
Is this, is there like an online database that people can search to see what volumes you do have?
No, we do not have the catalog online because at present, of course, the library is a research library, not a lending library.
Okay.
Although we do some interlibrary loans. If there's something that you can't find, and you need that book desperately, you can always send me an email, and I'll see if I have it. And we work an interlibrary loan through your local public library or university library, something like that. We'll see that you get it one way or the other.
Well, you know, a question I have is a while ago, a friend of mine who's a charter pilot was up in Boston, and he discovered a used bookstore,
mm-hmm.
and was able to get me a pair of Ernie Gann novels, The High and the Mighty and Fate is the Hunter, hardback,
okay,
no less, for a couple of bucks a piece.
Sure.
Does EAA go out and search through used bookstores, or are we solely relying on members and contributors to donate stuff?
We are. There's only me, so therefore we rely almost 99% on the membership with their donations, and the families of memberships or of members after after they pass away, and that to see that EAA gets those wonderful book collections and the other memorabilia, aviation memorabilia that someone may have collected. But on the occasion when I'm out and about and on a field trip, perhaps, I spend a little time in some of the used bookstores looking for volumes that we don't have in the collection, trying to improve the collection. But it's the membership that has built the library through their donations. What we have in the library is strictly from them.
When you say it's a research library, you mean that I can go to the library and look through books, whatever, but I cannot take them out?
Correct. Correct.
All right. Let me ask you this. I roll into your library and I find something very interesting on an airplane that I have longed for years.
No, there's no B-70 construction manuals in there.
I'm not looking for. I wouldn't mind getting a pilot's handbook, but I was just wondering if EAA offers any kind of duplication services. In other words, if there was a widget from 1940 that I had to repair and you had the instructions on how to repair it, would I be able to photocopy that and walk
sure.
out the door with it?
Sure, you bet.
Oh,
you
sweet.
Bet. There's any of the manuals, and we've had, of course, during convention, that's what a lot of the membership does is they come in and they've been waiting all year long, you know,
and they have their list
and they need this and they need that and we look it up for them, and if we have it, certainly they take the time to photocopy it and take it back home so that they have it for their own reference library.
Is there a fee charged with this, or is this provided gratis?
No, this is, you know, it's 10 cents a page.
Oh,
you know,
that's
covers the copy cost.
Dog food
right.
money.
Exactly.
You have a library sale. You actually have more books than you want or need.
That is correct. We do. Of course, duplication is a standard procedure in a library, and through donations we always get duplicates. So we keep the best copy from the donation for the collection, and then anything that is duplicate to the collection we put out for sale, which we do our biggest business, of course, right now during AirVenture, and the sale is going very well. But there is a good selection left. Don't miss it. We still have some very nice pieces, nice books, and some manuals. We've got some great old sectional maps.
I bought one of those last year.
Did you?
Oh, I love the colors. They just look cool.
Right, they do. They do. And they're great, you know, to decorate your hangar. And, yep. You know, of course, you could wallpaper a room if you bought enough of them, I guess.
Well, yeah. Works for me. I don't think my wife would agree, but...
The other interesting thing you can do with them is you can take that sectional chart and compare it to a new one and see how much things have changed over
Absolutely.
The years.
Yeah, and folks do. They come in, they're looking for their home area, you know, so that they can have one of the old sectionals from the area where they normally fly in, and then they do. They like to look, compare it to the current sectionals and that.
Do you get a good rotation of sectionals? Are you always getting old sectionals done?
No, not always. And the ones we've collected over the years, when I speak of old, I'm talking generally the 40s and the 50s.
That's not bad.
Not so bad. Not at old in, you know, in library terms, it's really not old. But for a sectional
right.
map,
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty old, and those are the ones folks like. The later ones, we, you know, from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and that, we don't much hang on to those if they're in a donation and that. We may keep a smattering of them, but, you know, you just can't keep every sectional from...
Right. Oh, no, yeah. You wouldn't have any room for the museum.
No, we wouldn't, you know. So.
But, boy, the bathrooms would look good.
Would, you know? Sectional wallpaper bathrooms.
I think that's an idea.
There
time
you
has
go.
Come.
You know, you could also sell that as Christmas gift wrapping.
That's right.
Exactly.
Book covers.
Yeah. You bet. Book covers. Whatever, you know, and there's a clue what you can do with your old sectionals.
That's right. Recycle, reuse.
Recycle, reuse.
All right, Sue, well, thanks for joining us. Where is the library sale at?
Library sale is in the museum on the lower level every day, Monday, well, we're past Monday anyway, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., except, of course, tomorrow the museum closes at 3. So the library will be closing at 3 as well. But other than that, we're there from 8 till 6 every day, including the weekend.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a quick break. This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
You're listening to EAA Radio, AM 1210, FM 100.7, and around the world on the internet at airventure.org/radio.